I've heard you say that you bend the word.
Yeah, it's just in the enunciation of it. Like, people say that the word orange doesn't rhyme with anything, and that kind of pisses me off because I can think of a lot of things that rhyme with orange.
What rhymes with orange?
If you're taking the word at face value and you just say orange, nothing is going to rhyme with it exactly. If you enunciate it and you make it, like, more than one syllable, mm-hmm. orange, you could say, like, I put my orange 4-inch door hinge in storage and ate porridge with George. You just have to figure out the science to breaking down words and try to...
And do you think about this throughout the day? I mean, driving along, you think about rhyming words?
Yeah, all day. Yeah, I actually drive myself insane with it.
But it's interesting. I mean, for a guy who hated school, who, you know, was in the ninth grade 3 times, you spend all your time thinking about words.
I found that no matter how bad I was at school, like, and no matter how low my grades might have been at sometimes, I always was good at English.
But I heard that you used to read the dictionary.
I just felt like I want to be able to have all these words at my disposal, in my vocabulary, at all times, whenever I need to pull them out. You know, somewhere they'll be stored, like, locked away.
Yeah, his words are stored, but they're not exactly locked away. He actually keeps them in boxes.
So you store stuff in just boxes like this?
Yes.
Inside are hundreds of scraps of paper on which he's obsessively scrawled down words and phrases.
So, wait, this is a pad from a hotel in Paris, looks like.
Yeah.
And you just scribbled that. You have 4 little words just scribbled there. Yeah. How do you even read this? This is tiny.
I know what it says, I guess. I don't know that. I might use that, actually.
They're not lyrics, really. They're just ideas that he collects.